From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Despite Saturday's call for a ceasefire from the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continued to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus known as Eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed in days of clashes. Trinity University history professor and Syria analyst David Lesh said it is clear what the Syrian government is after.
The Syrian government is hell-bent on taking back Eastern Ghouta, breaking the resistance there. It's very much key to establishing control, especially in a suburb so close to Damascus. If they do take Eastern Ghouta, the only remaining opposition enclave would be Idlib, and they would probably move on that next.
Meanwhile, a child has died and several other people suffered breathing difficulties after a suspected chemical attack on the besieged rebel enclave. Paul Donahoe is with the group International Rescue Committee.
The severity of the bombardment has meant that, unfortunately, only the most urgent cases could be treated. People are in a medical emergency right now. We know that, unfortunately, more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured, who are not able to receive medical treatment.
In Geneva, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for immediate implementation of the ceasefire to stop what he called this hell on earth. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least one person was killed and several wounded Sunday when security forces clashed with church-led demonstrators across the country demanding President Joseph Kabila step down. Kase Kasambala said that he will march even if the police stop us. Even these policemen, he added, have to understand that Kabila's mandate is finished. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General on Monday decried the human rights situation of Rohingya Muslims.
I have traveled several times to northern Rakhine. In my experience, the Rohingya are one of the most discriminated against populations in the world, and that was even before the crisis of the past year.
Antonio Guterres called for unfettered humanitarian access in Rakhine State.
Deprived of nationality, they have been subjected to extreme brutality by military forces and others, and cast out of their homes and country in a clear example of ethnic cleansing.
He said the international community needed to come together to support the safe, voluntary, dignified, and sustainable return of refugees to their areas of origin or choice. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, said on Monday that oppression is making a comeback.
Today, oppression is fashionable again. The security state is back, and fundamental freedoms are in retreat in every region of the world.
Al-Hussein addressed a session of the UN-backed Human Rights Council in Geneva.
Shame is also in retreat. Xenophobes and racists in Europe are casting off any sense of embarrassment, like Hungary's Viktor Orban, who earlier this month said, and I quote, "We do not want our color to be mixed in with others," end quote.
The Jordanian prince is not seeking a new 5-year term when his current one ends in August. In the meantime, Hungary's ruling Fidesz party suffered a setback in a by-election Sunday when an opposition-backed opponent defeated the ruling party candidate for mayor just weeks before national elections. Prime Minister Viktor Orban's Conservative Party is seeking a third consecutive term in parliamentary elections on April the 8th. Chinese state-run media announced Sunday a proposal to remove the constitutional clause that limits a president to 2 terms in office. The announcement was met with criticism on social media, prompting a social media platform to remove the comments. Gordon Holden directs the China Institute at Canada's University of Alberta.
This amendment, which will with certainty be passed by the National People's Congress early next month, means that Xi Jinping will be is almost certain to be the supreme leader of China indefinitely and well beyond 2023 when his second term will be up.
Holden said Mr. Xi has been effective in consolidating his hold on power by removing rivals and appointing loyalists. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.